The death penalty was the subject of about an hour's worth of testimony and debate before the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee overwhelmingly voted the bill down. Committee Chair Matt Gaetz and several other Republicans voted no, but he said it was an important question for the state to consider, even though he faced criticism for putting it on the agenda.
It will be a hallmark of this committee as a result of our thoughtful members that we will take up the big issues, we won't shy away from them, and we'll debate them in a thoughtful and helpful manner, and it'll lead us to better public policy.
Democrat Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda of Tallahassee sponsored House Bill 4005. She presented several arguments for abolishing capital punishment. Among them, the state has sentenced 24 people to death who were later exonerated. Also, she says, a study from the National Research Council shows no conclusive evidence that capital punishment deters would-be criminals.
If it does not deter crime, and we have ways to keep people safe in maximum security prisons, then what good does the death penalty do?
Several faith leaders also came in support of the bill. One was Rabbi Jack Romberg of Tallahassee's Temple Israel. He told a story of rabbis who were discussing capital punishment 1,800 years ago.
They reached the judgment that really we humans are too imperfect to reach a judgment on who should live and who should die.
But in opposition to the bill, Florida Sheriff's Association spokeswoman Electra Bussell says nothing less than death is good enough sometimes.
Capital punishment is the only appropriate response to especially heinous crimes.
She says there's also a current law that automatically gives the death penalty to someone convicted of killing a law enforcement officer. And she's afraid their lives would be put in more danger if that threat were taken away. And Gaetz says, as passionate as supporters of the bill are, he's equally passionate about preserving the death penalty.
Who are we as a legislature to now tell juries that they don't have the opportunity to recommend a death sentence if, in fact, they've endured the fatigue and are willing to impose that sentence?
Raywinkle-Vasalinda says she's grateful to Republican House leaders for allowing the issue to be aired in committee, adding this isn't the end for her and her supporters.
I mean, obviously, this isn't something I'm going to let go of. It's a very important issue for people that people feel very passionate about, and it's not a practical way to be spending taxpayer money.
The committee is now looking at ways to make the capital punishment system more efficient. Members are considering how to shorten the time inmates are on death row before being executed. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.